welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 9th of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 26. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," and the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Today's article, titled "One Body," was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Richard Wurmbrand, a Romanian pastor, was imprisoned for his Christian faith for over a decade, including 3 years in solitary confinement. "When I was beaten on the bottom of my feet, my tongue cried out," he remembered. Why? Because the tongue and feet are both part of the same body. He referred to Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, in which the apostle addressed the many problems of this new body of believers. For instance, some were suing each other, and others were tolerating sexual immorality. Paul noted that there should be no division in the body, but each part should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Paul sought unity among the believers. He wanted them to show concern for each other. Wurmbrand endured beatings and imprisonment half a century ago, but believers still face persecution today. And if we are free to worship God, we too will suffer with them. in the language of Paul. We can commit to praying for these sisters and brothers, crying out to our God, who makes us all one body. And we ask him for their release, for strength and hope amid their suffering. We trust that he will hear and answer our prayers. Let's pray. Saving Lord, thank you that you have the power and ability to bring freedom and release, even in what may seem to be an impossible situation. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.